Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. Happy Thursday, December 4th, 2025. How are we doing, Nico?
We are doing fantastic. We're doing fantastic. It's another day, and I used to say like, oh yeah, not really that much going on because there weren't like major breakthroughs, let's say. And major breakthroughs, typically end up getting defined as like, oh, OpenAI dropped a new model, or Anthropic dropped a new model, whatever it might be. And I know that there's a lot of hoopla going around about this code red situation at OpenAI. I gotta tell you right out the gate, again, like you're dealing with like one of the most underhanded, like amazing marketers I've seen in a long time. Because this guy has pulled some shit in recent, and since like OpenAI's launch, that's like, huh, gotcha. Like he's done it like I don't know how many times, right? Like the between random launches, the 12 days of shipments, which if a new model releases next week, I have no idea what to expect. Like I think people forget about that from last year and like how much drop we got in that 12 days of shipments. So even if it doesn't drop next week, for sure there's something dropping like for shipments. I mean, they own that now. Like it's in my head. I'm looking forward to these 12 days of the year, like every year now, right? So like despite what anybody else does. My point is the fact that everyone heard about the code red. Really? If it was so like super special and it was so important, do you really think you would have heard about it? There are plenty of things. There are so many things that OpenAI has talked about or Sam has talked about like at release or just before release that were mind-blowing that no one had any clue about, right? The important stuff, basically. And then everything else has been like promotional stuff, like hints at things in the future, basically. So I don't, my response to it essentially is I don't know that there's necessarily any seriousness behind it. I don't think
I
that
mean,
Sam is sitting there like, oh no.
certainly a way to grab headlines back.
Yes.
And I mean, I could think of all sorts of reasons, traditional and untraditional, to do that. Because what were the headlines at the moment? It was Gemini 3. Uh-oh. Everybody and their brother saying, I don't know about GPT anymore. Like, I'm switching. Are you switching? I'm switching. Like that was
You
everywhere.
see Benioff's comment?
I did not.
Longtime user of GPT, use Gemini, never going back.
All right. And then 4 days later, Opus 4.5. Like, oh my God, this is the best experience ever. Like, you're seeing it from every angle. And then we hear the code red. So it's almost like, well, he has to do something. And if everybody thinks I should be panicked, let's panic. Let's just say that that we're paying attention in some way, and probably not a better way to have done it, just to stay in the loop. But also, like, I think we're gonna see the importance of being first to market in the way that they were. Like, it's gonna be very hard to lose the traction they have. It's so interesting though about these layers and the different go to markets here between like Google, like in the ecosystem they have, it's just such a ridiculous advantage. Not to mention they've been doing it longer, and they have the infrastructure of just all of the things. But Claude and like the way that or Anthropic, the way that they're owning like the coding sphere.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be super important, and I'm still excited for what OpenAI is going to do from the device perspective, whatever Johnny Ives is cooking. And it's probably a bit of like, can they hang on long enough until then? That doesn't even feel right to say. Like, hanging on is not a thing. We're going to continue to see this upward spiral of value, which is weird. Like, usually it's downward, like, in terms of just, I don't know. It's weird, man. Like, I do look forward to seeing what drops, but I think the part that we're missing, and you were mentioning it before the show, is all the secondary effects of these models and the use cases. And like, cause we're seeing like with Opus 4.5, I've never seen like the, if you were to measure the positivity, if there's like a positivity sentiment on Reddit with Claude, like all the notifications I used to get from that Reddit were about limits and, Claude's not listening to me, and just it was negative. Now I don't see any of that. It's all, oh my God, look what I made with Claude. Like just over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you can just take that kind of at face value, and by the way, I think this is what AI does when we're talking about AEO and stuff like that. Like it's, you just see these signals and you get a read, right? On what the zeitgeist is. And like what if that's like people that care about Reddit, like changing like the ripple effects of how when that model is that good and it's used in all these other places to back up all these other products and applications, mm-hmm. and like it's wild to think about, and there's so much being missed while we, you know, while we worry about the code reds of the news cycle, right?
Yeah.
A lot of great things are happening, man.
It really is, and like the underlying changes, that's one of the things that's getting noticed right now, is that the top down aspect of AI launches and rollouts is not necessarily slowing down, but like it's at the pace that it's at, right? Like this absorbent pace or what have you. What is scaling very quickly is the developer use of Claude Code. So if you look at like API usage rates, Claude Code is essentially like Claude Anthropic is just soaring at this point. And it's because of Opus 4.5. It is just so much better. I don't know if it's because of the subscription level or whatever, but every time I go to it, it defaults on 4.5 thinking mode, which is just like, it's weird that I have to like actually peel back. A week ago, we were talking about how like these models are well beyond the quality of what we need in terms of what they can deliver. And here I am finding myself talking about having to actually dial back the model from default to do something I need it to do because I don't want it to put an excessive amount of thinking into what it is I need. So yeah, I mean, inside of three years, we went from this thing can't even write a cohesive paragraph to, my gosh, it's so much, I have to dial it back down.
Right.
At least on my end. And the fact that, like, there's going to be more model releases. So now I really do. I think that Christmas changes this show. I think at, like, the beginning of next year, it's really more about, like, this activation and, like, adoption and...
Yeah, it's time to go.
Right, yeah. It's. Right. I mean, activation is the best way I can put it. It's just, it's going to be way more about, like, hey, you know, here's what it is. Here's the deal with what's out there, and here's how you need to get involved. Because I'm telling you, the few people that I've worked with, it's the same as when all of this stuff launched to begin with. The few people that I've worked with that I've, you know, activated with regards to vibe coding, where you're sitting there thinking right now, I'm not a coder. I'm not interested in programming. I have no interest in programming. I don't want to do that kind of stuff. Just tap me on the shoulder and spend like 15, 20 minutes with me, right? No charge, nothing. I don't care. Just 15, 20 minutes. We'll do something really simple and your life will change forever. That's the, and like this, it's not a pitch. It's not some bullshit. I'm not talking out of my ass. This isn't like make believe. It's not snake oil, right? All of you out there that have been saying to yourselves and telling other people, which is even worse, oh, well, you know, they said that it was going to cure cancer and, you know, here it is, just a chatbot and it can barely make a good image. First of all, let me tell you, starting next week, we are going to be going through on a daily basis, mind you, I have a Perplexity research task that pulls the latest from the last 18 hours, what the latest medical breakthroughs are related to AI. Every single day, it's new. Every single day, it's a new list. I'm sure that it could be more massive than it is, but it's just down to whatever it can find, obviously. And I'm not even joking. Every single day, it's a brand new list of brand new breakthroughs that are being done. We haven't had this much science level, like this much breakthrough momentum in scientific advancement ever. It's never happened before, right? Like, and we're, again, it seems like, programming, science, blah, blah, blah. You don't get it. Like, that's the next building block. Code is the next learning how to write. Now that I step back and I'm looking at it, we're just getting to that next intellectual plateau that we should already have been at, to be honest with you, where, sorry guys, you know, programming, maybe a little bit more math, definitely a lot more science, is just going to be the bedrock. Like your intelligence level will have to get higher by nature. This entire theory of like, oh, people who are using AI now and kids using AI and rotting their brains, all this. Nope. Opposite direction, so far as I can see. If you want to, you know, I was just asking Chris the other day, it's like, how much more do you know now since having started vibe coding? It's not even like, oh, I learned this new app. And here's these new things I can do with this app. I learned this whole new skill that opens up an entire world of shit that I wasn't even privy to. It's very much, you know.
I'd say even worse than that, like, you're privy to it and you think you can't do it.
Yeah, barrier.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're like, man, that would be cool, but I haven't done XYZ, or I don't know how to do XYZ, and that's the barrier. And it's just, it's not there anymore. It's being able to add capabilities at this kind of speed, right, is really what Like Nico said, I mean, it really just takes sitting down for a few minutes and saying, all right, maybe we can do this. In all these situations, it's literally taking something you've already done before and just, I think the verdict is still out on the idea of coding in general being the capability itself. I think the natural language, the ability to speak to AI to just do anything.
Yeah.
Really, is where I'm at. 'Cause my journey was largely stopped by me trying a couple times to do developer like things, right? Where I'm trying to go with Claude and like, all right, go to the APIs, go manage these settings, go get a key, right? And then this is over the last year, like doing those things and then getting to a last mile that I could not, cover myself, right? And that happened a couple times. And then we get this far, and just the order that this happened in over the last month, and we're going to be doing a show and tell this weekend. Hopefully George can come back. We'll see in just 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks for him, maybe 4 weeks for me. The amount of stuff that we've built is blowing people's minds when they see it. But the things that kind of fell into place were, one, just unlocking the brain of like, okay, maybe I can do this, but choosing the right tools, like moving from traditional, domain managers to something like Vercel, where everything's like automatic and connected. And it's so easy to do error checks and all these like probably best practice, like developer stuff that I don't have any idea, like when and why and how to do that effectively, and when green mean the green, or when green means, yeah, we got it up, but there's still a bunch of shit going on over here that might pop up eventually. But then when, like, couple that with like the Gemini 3 activation came out, and then Opus 4.5, where it's like the space that I was in, all of a sudden, all these limits that I was settling with, honestly, because I liked the experience of talking to Claude, now those go away. And what's interesting, and another thing that gets missed, I think,
which seems also about your prompting too.
Right. That's where I was like getting is how these companies use these models themselves. Like, when Opus 4.5 comes out and we all realize how good it is, they've been using it already. And when they're starting to say things like, oh, AI does X percentage of our code, right? I guarantee it's involved in the limits coming down, like for the whole system, the concept of summarizing, like being able to go into a chat and not have to end the chat prematurely, not getting stopped unexpectedly, right? And when those things changes, the usage changes for me, because now I don't have to worry about those limits. I don't have to feel like I have to manufacture the chat in a way that, like, I have to ask how many tokens we have left. I don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
Right. And even in that motion itself, like, the wasteful like spend of that chat, of that response, it just changes everything. And one thing you mentioned about, because I'm experiencing the same thing where sometimes I'm using Claude Code for web because it's Sonnet and it just feels like it gets things done more directly. And I've been running into some Opus 4.5 things where it's like, okay, maybe we're overthinking this, right? Literally, that's what it's designed to do. Mm-hmm. But remember when GPT-5 came out and it was like, yeah, humans let's not let them choose the model, right? Let's see if we're going to have GPT choose the model. Didn't go well right away. And they started like giving some stuff back, but I can only imagine the data set that has been generated related to when it works and when it doesn't and how humans react to it. And they're not going to give up on that, because at the end of the day, we're not great at knowing. First of all, we don't, because we're not going to hold like the 2 million parameters or whatever the weights are in our head to know which one at which time and when. So eventually AI is going to be good enough to say, and for most people, we need it to be that good, because I want to know how it works so that I can make good choices like that. But at the end of the day, I also want the flexibility of saying, like, okay, I think I have a simple request. And then now you just gave me a response. It's like, okay, now it just got super complex. Right.
Yeah.
And now we need to handle that. Oh, wait, now that we're on this track, now it's super easy. So let's just do this and this and this, and not being able to go back and forth or it, it's a, again, it's another change of how you feel like you have to operate if you have to manage the AI in that way. Right. Yeah. Which, right. And I wouldn't be surprised if like GPT-6, they take that to the next level. Right. And they do almost the same thing and just nail it. Right.
Yeah.
Because, and it's not them nailing it. It's the AI. No. It's the AI learning from what happened. Right.
It's a whole new world.
Right. I'd love to know what's behind the scenes of, you haven't gotten to the robots yet.
No.
When that data set comes over, like, holy shit, man.
What's hilarious is I saw a video the other day, and it's hilarious to me because it featured a professor at Rutgers, and I gotta tell you, like, I've never felt so, it's gonna sound like a really arrogant thing, I don't know what to tell you, it's just the way that it is. You're either like, I'm not even joking, like at this point, we're so far in, you're either at the same level that me and Chris are on, or you really don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's really that simple. Like, and it's totally fine. I'm not saying that it's bad and it's wrong to not know where, that's fine, because like, that's how you learn, is like, okay, get involved and start asking and start learning. What the reason I bring it up is because this professor from Rutgers should definitely spend more time learning and reading and watching and, you know, doing, because they spent the entire time talking about how AI has been promising so much, blah, 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 with regards to, you know, curing cancer, this, that, and the other. And seemingly all it's managed to turn out is, you know, chatbots and image creation and, yeah, and generative AI slop. Again, we're going to start next week. I could start today, just in terms of like, what has been done, the advancements that have been made just in the last month alone for Alzheimer's and dementia in terms of diagnosis and early detection. Unbelievable. Like, it will really, within 6 months, you will start to hear a very loud reverberation of, wow, dementia is so much easier to catch now. Wow, Alzheimer's so much easier to treat now. And I'm not even joking when I say that Demis is right on the doorstep of being able to figure out how to reverse it. Like, that's how far in we are, is that this stuff is breaking things down and is now folding things on a quantum scale, giving us new mathematics, giving us, yeah, that's right. Like, we finally discovered new math, right? New methods of doing stuff. that we would not have discovered for like at least 100 years. So we're quite literally time traveling and bringing it to the present, right? In the face of, you know, a college professor saying like, oh yeah, well, you know, it's all just chatbots and nonsense, right? And to me, it's like, well, that's because your only use for it at this point must be that. And or, you know, you want to just be like in this, you know, BS conversation of like, oh yeah, this is definitely what's going on. Otherwise, that's not the case, right? And what's sad is that that was only followed up by yet another professor who said that, yeah, well, that's why, a British professor, that's why people are fleeing more and more into manual labor and into, you know, traditional labor jobs and apprenticeship jobs, because, you know, those are, that's going to be, it's going to be a while before they take that over, because, you know, humans have hands and that's a very difficult thing. Really? Really? My brother was making that argument. Okay. He was making that argument like 3-4 months ago. He was like, oh, the dexterity with the hands. You can't possibly, you can, how are you going to mimic the dexterity? Done. Done. Challenge these people. Challenge them. Please keep challenging them. Cause the more that you challenge them, the faster they will, they'll be able to beat that challenge.
Yeah.
Right. Like I've never seen an industry move so fast. Like robotics has gone from Atlas, which no one gave a shit about, to working in car factories. Like, is anybody wrapping their heads around that one? That we went from a robot that could barely walk on surfaces, let alone jump in the air, to now having, I mean, a cheap robot. Like $13,000, you can get a robot that can do Tai Chi, right? I don't know what to tell you guys. Like the advancement is insane. To think that there's not going to be like the first robot plumber by the end of next year is crazy to me. I will definitely have a personal robot by the end of next year. Absolutely. Like I don't care how it has to happen. It will probably happen before the end of next year, but at some point you're going to see me. And you're going to see my robot in a chair next to me. And we're both just going to be hanging out on camera. And yeah. Robot's going to be the next, you know, going to be our third.
I mean, I can't wait. I was hoping you're going there. I can't wait until there's a third window.
Yeah. Like,
and then we can be
everything.
We're not feeling it today. Can you take this show? Can you take this episode today? Thanks.
Guys, I can't make it, but robot's going to fill in for me. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Oh man. But, totally but we'll be here. Continuing.
Oh, I did want to show this real quick. 2 seconds. I know we'll show it a little bit more tomorrow because of course I'm gonna show it to George and link it and all that. Kimi K2 is a open source model that you can use for free. And they just dropped their slide builder that leverages Nano Banana Pro. So you can now drop in all the cool ideas that you have. I didn't even give it an instruction on like the style to use at all.
Gosh. Okay. I can't wait to talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait till you see the thinking process on this thing. It's insane. It's insane. All of you guys that have been complaining about like, oh, can't get a good deck maker. Can't get a good deck. Okay, I think that's over.
Yep. All right. Well, that's a good teaser for tomorrow. Everybody have an amazing Thursday. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, Nico.
See you guys.